All right, so we have a bit of a left turn to take here because on our phone line right now, our Buyer's Barricade ticket hotline, we understand the great Donovan was out at the SMU Athletic Forum luncheon today. And also at the SMU Athletic Forum luncheon, people weren't going just to see Donovan, although he's pretty awesome. It was Dak Prescott, and from what we understand, Donovan handed Dak his phone, and Dak is on the phone now. Is this true? Dak, do you read
that
me?
I do read you. That is so true.
Well, hello, Dak. I'm Dan. This is Jake.
Hey, Dak.
What's up, guys?
And hey, thanks for joining us, man. How are things? Are you fired up? Draft just happened. What's up?
Oh, I'm so fired up. I mean, getting back to full health, getting close to that. Just working each and every day, as you said, just had the draft, so excited to welcome in some new teammates, and just excited for the direction this team's going. And I mean, as I just said, being healthy again feels good. Being able to get back out there with the guys, just excited for the season all the way around.
You know, it's interesting. We have our buddy. We do a weekly show with Tyler Sagan, and think you're familiar with him. And he's gone through a tremendously long rehab, and he just played for the first time last night. And I watched a video of some of his rehab, and it looks excruciating. And I'm wondering what that was like for you. It seems to me that mentally, maybe as tough as the physical part of the rehab.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, when you get hurt like that, and then you're taken away from your teammates, and then you're isolated in a sense, and you're doing, as you said, some excruciating rehab. It's so mentally challenging, but you've got to embrace it. I'm pretty sure that's what Tyler did. That's what I did, and then it makes it fun. And proud that Tyler played last night, was able to get that score. I watched the game, was excited for that. But that's what it's all for. I bet he can attest to that, is all those excruciating hours and everything that you go through. But when you get back out on that field and you're sharing that time with your brothers and you're getting to do what you love, and then you're having success at it like he did, that's what I'm ready for, and that's what I'm pushing each and every day to do, and that's the motivating part of it.
Dak Prescott joining us here on the ticket. You've certainly been through a lot in life, and you opened up last year around the start of the season about just the importance of mental health and working through some things on your end. Then you have the injury. Then it's in the middle of the pandemic. It's kind of been a lot. What would you say you've learned about yourself, let's say, over like the last 18 months going through all of this?
Yeah, being vulnerable helps so much. Being vulnerable and just allowing the people around you to truly support you, know you, and have conversations about whatever it is that's bothering you, whether it was, as I said, anxiety and depression at times a year ago, whether it was at certain times I just needed a pick-me-up when I was on crutches or when I was on my scooter. So I think you've got to let those people know around you what's tough and what's bothering you sometimes. And when you do that, you just find the support and you find out so much about yourself that allows everything to become easier.
Have you talked to or met any of the new Cowboys yet?
I've shared text messages with pretty much all of our draft picks, and I'm just excited for them. I mean, I know we went heavy defense, but it's just a guy that wants to be there for anybody in the locker room. It was cool just to shoot those messages out, tell those guys to enjoy this moment. I know how special that moment was for me years ago, but that the real work is just now started. So I'm excited for them to get in the locker room and see the way that we do things, and let's get going and get some wins.
And did anybody do that to you when you first got drafted? Did somebody reach out to you?
No, I don't necessarily think so. But the moment I got to Dallas, which was a lot sooner than these guys are. I mean, back then we didn't have COVID or anything that. So we got drafted, and I believe the next Monday we were already at the facility. But had a lot of great vets that were so supportive, come up and opened up and lend that hand if I needed it. Dez Bryant particularly. But then a lot of guys, that were great big brothers that just allowed that transition to be easier.
Well, Dak, we really appreciate you grabbing the phone. I know it's kind of a beating. We've been at that SMU forum a lot, and there's a lot of people around, and you got people tugging at you. Thanks for a couple of minutes. We wanted to ask you
would you rate Donovan's performance at the forum today, Donovan, who we work with?
Yeah, Donovan did great. He made it easy for me and Zeke both, very conversational, and I think everybody will enjoy that.
Yeah, he's always talking bad about you on the radio.
Oh, he didn't tell me he was talking bad about me on the radio. Now he's over here, he's in conversation, acting like he doesn't hear me.
No, I'm just messing around.
He's when I get off of here.
Yeah, pretend that you're really mad. Can you do that for us?
I'll try.
He's really a great dude. Could you do us one favor? This is our wacky radio liner. We would like you to give us a liner. which is identify yourself and then say, I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
I'm Dak Prescott, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
Fantastic, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dak.
See you out there.
Yep, yep, okay.
All right. Okay. What a show, huh?
Okay. That was awesome.
The quick out-of-nowhere talk with the Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott, who is excited about the
season. Bob has jumped on to talk to you about this.
Hold on there, killer.
Because next.
Yes. Now let's move. We're done with Business Tuesday. We're done with Dak Prescott. Now let's talk to Tyler Seguin, who is back.